Hello, my name is Marie de Souza. I'm the founder of Posture Queen, and I teach all things about good posture and movement for good health and elegance. Today I'm going to bring to you a Feldenkrais lesson that will help you to improve, maintain good posture, feel longer and taller, and make movement more easier and fluid and graceful. So we start standing. Make sure that you don't have any shoes on, and if you are wearing socks, make sure that they are large enough, big enough, like your dad's socks, just to allow the feet to spread. The feet is very important for support and alignment of the body. So if the feet are squeezed, if the toes are squeezed, then there isn't much support that the feet can give you. So it's important that the feet is free to ground themselves on the ground and support you and help you to align the body. So best to have no socks on, but if for some reason you need to have socks on, please do put some large socks. Come to a hard surface. So if you are on your mat, just come out of your mat. So that you get a little bit more feedback if you have a hard surface underneath you, okay? And bring your feet more or less hip distance apart. You might need more or less, it's up to you, find a comfortable place. And just ground your feet, spread your toes and ground your feet and start sensing your feet on the floor, the soles of your feet on the floor. Can you feel the toes on the floor or not so much? Just sense, nothing to correct, nothing to fix, nothing to worry about. Just let's pay attention to what's there today at this right moment. So bring your awareness to your feet. Notice how much of your feet touch the floor. Can you feel the whole of the feet on the floor? In other words, where is the weight of your body on your feet? Is it more towards the front, the toes, more towards the back, the heels, the sides? Is it more on one foot than the other? Just notice what's there for you today. So take a moment here to notice those things. For yourself, is the weight of your body balancing both feet or not so much? Try not to fix or correct anything, just let's see. It's important that we understand our patterns, what's going on in the body. Good, and then have a sense for your uprightness. How does it feel to be upright? Notice your head in relationship to your spine, your shoulders, where do they feel they are? Are they rounded forwards or are they sitting right in the middle of your torso? And how does the head feel sitting on your spine? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel comfortable? Just notice. And then notice your breathing. Is it easy to breathe or not so? Is your breathing shallow or deep? Just notice what's there for you today now. Okay, and then take a few mental notes of all these things that you have found out. Because at the very end, we're going to come back and see if things have changed, if things feel a little bit different for you. We're going to lie on the floor. So get your mat. So we're going to lie on our backs. But this is a long lesson and I'm going to give you part one today. And then in the next 2 weeks, I'll bring the other part. So I'm dividing this lesson in three parts. And you're going to take a moment to arrive to your mat and start sensing yourself. Notice how your head is lying on the floor. If your chin is moving away from the chest and it feels uncomfortable for you in your neck, in your head, then you need a folded blanket to come under your head. Okay, so that you can align, have the chin more or less parallel to the torso, to your body, okay? So you don't to have the chin lift away and be uncomfortable. But if you think that your chin is more or less parallel to your chest and things feel comfortable around here, then you don't need anything. So stay here for a moment. Notice how things are feeling for you today, in this very moment. Is it comfortable to lie on the floor or it is not? If it isn't, where do you find the discomfort? What parts of yourself are calling for your attention? And then notice how your right, the whole of your right side feels comparing to the left. It's very likely that there is a difference there. Maybe one side feels heavier or longer. Just notice the differences. And notice how much of yourself is in contact with the floor. Start from the back of your legs, the calves, the thighs, the buttocks. How much do you feel in contact with the floor? Are there any gaps, maybe behind your knees? A space that doesn't touch the floor? Maybe behind your back, in your lower back, is there a space? How are your shoulder blades in contact with the floor? And does one side feels different to the other? And how does your head feel in relationship to your spine? Is it right in the middle, or do you feel that your leg, your head, did I say leg, head? I meant head. So how is your head in relationship to your spine? Notice you can feel that your head is more tilted to one side than the other. You might feel that, you might not. Just see what's there for you. And then notice your breathing. Notice the movements of the breath in your chest and belly. Is it easy to breathe or not so much? Is it deep or shallow? Also have a sense for the distance of your legs from one to the other, that space in the middle of your legs, how far apart your legs are. Without looking, just have a general sense for your legs lie on the floor and the distance from one to the other. Is there a big gap in the middle or not so much? When I started my Feldenkrais training or journey, I used to lie on the floor with my legs quite wide apart. And now at the end of 4 years of training, my legs have come a little bit closer. That means that the body is realigning itself a little bit better. So what I used to feel when my legs were quite wide apart is that there was something not so comfortable in my lower back. And now that the legs came closer, or you know, with time, they start moving towards each other a little better, there's a better alignment, and I don't feel that strain in my lower back anymore. because the legs have readjusted themselves, or the pelvis, actually the pelvis readjusted itself, that in turn readjusted the legs. So that's one thing that I've noticed in myself with these Feldenkrais lessons. Okay, so notice these things for yourself as well. Okay, from now we're going to, from here, we're going to bring the feet on the floor. So you do that by bending one knee to the side, sliding the foot towards your buttock, and then lifting the knee up, and then the other leg, okay? And here, find a comfortable for your feet. Keep your knees and feet hip distance apart, at least. You might need a little bit more. Find what's comfortable for you, but you don't want the knees touching or the feet touching. Hip distance apart, more or less. The heels should be more or less under the knee joints, more or less there. Find what is comfortable for you in order for you to keep your knees up without much effort or without much muscle effort. And from here, you're going to hug yourself, cross your arms, bring your hands towards your shoulder blades, and rest your elbows on the chest. So you don't need to be holding your arms. The arms can rest on the chest. And from here, by keeping the pelvis and the legs as quiet as you possibly can, you're going to roll from side to side with the torso and the head. Okay? Notice how that movement feels. The movement can't be very big because the pelvis is restricting it a little bit by staying fixed or by staying quiet. So do what you can and do not expect a big movement in the torso. And just roll from side to side, coming through the middle and then the other side. Notice how does it feel, what moves, what doesn't move so well. Notice which side rolls better. Is it better, is easier to roll to the left or to the right? Breathing in and out. And just rolling the torso with the head. See how far you can roll without moving the pelvis. Okay, then come to the middle and cross the other way around, and you're going to do the same movement. Notice if anything feels different because you cross the arms the other way around. Breathing in and out. Rolling or rocking the torso from side to side. So this lesson is called rock and roll because there's a lot of rock and roll. Okay, and then come to the middle, take a rest, bring your arms down, stay here for a moment. We're gonna come back there. And cross your arms again, whatever way. And you're going to do this movement again, but quicker or faster. As fast as you can make it within your own comfort without moving the pelvis and the legs, okay? And just roll the head and the torso as quickly as you can. Now that we've done slowly and that your nervous system understands the movement, now we can go quicker. Notice how quickly you can go. It doesn't matter how quickly I go.
it's about you, not me. So if you don't go as quick as me, it doesn't really matter. Or maybe you go faster than me. It doesn't really matter. Just do what's comfortable for you. Okay, then come to the middle and cross the other way, and again, rock from side to side as fast as it is comfortable for you. If you get dizzy, you can close your eyes, and if that doesn't work, then you don't need to do this movement fast. Okay, and then bring this to a close, release your arms, extend your legs by taking one knee to the floor at a time, and slide the foot away. Stay here for a moment, see how things are feeling as you rest on the floor. Notice your shoulder blades. Okay. Then you're going to hug yourself. You're going to keep your legs long and hug yourself. Hands come towards the shoulder blades. And by keeping everything still, pelvis and legs don't move, or as little as possibly you can, you're going to roll again. Just the head and the torso. Slowly first. Notice this, the difference between moving, rocking with the feet on the floor and with long legs is a very different movement. And see if you can make the movement as effortless as possible. Of course, there is some effort for you to move, to rock from side to side, but see if you can do it without pushing, without straining. Just doing what you can without exaggerating the effort. Just enough effort for you to rock from side to side, no more than that. Can you sense your ribs moving? Shift off the weight from one side of the back to the other, from one shoulder blade to the other. Which side feels easier to roll to? Okay, then come to the middle and cross again the other way around. And then again, rocking from side to side. So you may feel that you're not rocking as much as I do, but remember that I've been doing this for 4 years now. And if this is your very first lesson or second, or you have done just a few, so don't be surprised that you have less movement, okay? These things will improve as you go on doing these lessons on a regular basis. Okay, and then bring everything to the middle, release your arms, have a little rest. See how things feel as you lie on the floor. Okay, and then you're going to cross again, and you're going to do that movement a little bit quicker, as quicker as it is possible for you, without causing yourself any strain. Just do as fast as it is comfortable for you. Again, don't pay too much attention to how fast or how slow I am going. It doesn't really matter. It's about you. Stay present in yourself, in your body. Okay, and then, and cross the other way, and again. And again, if this causes you nauseous or if you get dizzy, then don't do it, please. You can do it. You can carry on doing it small, like you did it before. Okay, and then bring this to a close, release your arms. And have a little rest here. And then from here, you're gonna bring your knees up once again. You're gonna hug yourself again. And this time you're going to roll again by keeping the pelvis and the legs quiet. You're going to roll, but this time you're going to keep the head fixed in the middle, so the head doesn't move, okay? So look at a point in the ceiling and fix your eyes and just roll from side to side without moving your head. And the movement will be a little bit smaller because you're fixing your head and your pelvis and your legs, so don't expect too much of a movement going on. See what you can do within your own limits. And do that slowly from side to side. Again, notice which side feels better or rolls better. Breathing in and out. How much movement can you feel in your ribs? In your rib basket? Okay, next time you come to the middle, you're going to release your arms and cross the other way, and again, carry on this movement with the head fixed in the middle. Okay, a few more times here. Notice if the movement feels different because you have crossed your arms in a different way. Just be curious about it. Okay, and then you're going to let go, have a rest, bring your arms down. Stay here for a moment, just for a little rest. Excuse me. We're going to carry on. You're going to do the same movement, bring your arms up and cross your arms, whatever way. And now what we're going to do, this movement quicker, but we're going to fix the head for a few movements and then allow the head to go. So we're going to alternate the movement in the head. Okay, so start with the head fixing in the middle, just like we did before, and just roll from side to side as fast as you can, comfortably. Breathing in and out, keeping your pelvis and legs quiet as you can make it. And the head is fixed and you're rolling from side to side. And then allow the head to go with the shoulders. And notice how different the movement is. Maybe you can roll a little bit more, maybe it's easier. Just notice the difference between fixing the head and letting the head go. Okay, and then fix the head again and roll from side to side. And let the head go again. Okay, and then come to the middle and cross the arms and cross the other way and do the same movement. Fix the head first
and roll from side to side as fast as you can, comfortably. And then let the head go with the shoulders, with the torso. Make sure that your elbows are resting on your chest, that you're not holding the arms. Again, fix the head again. Keep the pelvis quiet. Okay, and then let everything go. Bring your arms down, bring your legs down, extend your legs, and have a little rest here. Oh, see how things feel in your torso, the contact of the back onto your mat, the shoulder blades. Okay, now you're going to keep the legs long and you're going to hold your head. So bring your hands either side of your hands either side of your head. If this is too difficult for you, this is not really, really important to have your hands here. And if this is too difficult for some reason, for something happened in your chest or in your shoulders, or if it gets too difficult as you go along, you can have your arms down and long, okay? So this is not really important. This is only for you to make sure that your head, with the next movement, the head doesn't move. Okay, so, but if you can, hold your head, bring your hands either side of your forehead, of your head, and kind of hold your head either side, and have find a comfortable place for your arms to rest, okay? You don't want to be holding your arms too much. That's why if it's too much for you, don't do this. And what you're gonna do here, you're going to move, and it's not easy because your legs are long. You're going to rock or roll your pelvis from left to right and right to left, but you want to keep the head as quiet as possible, and it is possible just to fix the head in the middle, okay? That's why you have your hands there, just to make sure that your head doesn't move. And you're going to roll the pelvis from left to right and right to left. Notice what your heels are doing. Your heels are probably helping you with this movement. It's not very easy, so don't expect a big movement. It is a small movement. And you just lift one side of your buttocks and roll to the left, and the other side of the buttocks and roll to the right. Breathe in and out, and just notice if there is a difference from side to side. So you probably feel that one side rolls better or easier. Just notice the differences. Do it slowly. The slower you do it, the more you can feel and sense. Be curious about the movement. How does it feel? And is it a smooth movement or is it jerky? And if it is jerky, as always, how can you make it smoother and graceful? It's not a very easy movement or a movement that we do very often, but you'll be amazed with the benefits we'll get from this lesson. Try to do these lessons as often as you can. 20 minutes a day is better than an hour a week. Or even 15 minutes a day is much better. Than you'll get much more benefit than doing this just an hour a week or every 2 weeks. Try to do a little bit every day.
Okay, and then let go. Have a rest. You can bring your arms down or keep them there, because we're gonna go back there. Okay. So now we're gonna go back there, the same movement, but this time do it faster. Just notice how this is feeling your torso. I can feel my torso is making noises. But you want to keep the head as quiet as you possibly can. It just feels like a workout. Some movements in Feldenkrais do feel like a workout, not every lesson, but some lessons when you do it this quick, it is a good workout. My stomach is also, if you can hear, apologies, my stomach is also talking for some reason. So all the internal organs are being moved and massaged. So the whole of the internal system is being affected with this movement. Okay, and then itchy nose. Oh, let everything go and have a rest here. See how your pelvis feel, your buttocks. Feel the vibrations, aliveliness. Okay, now you're going to bring the knees up once again. And you're going to hold the head. Again, the head, if you are doing it, if it's too much, again, don't worry, you can have your arms down here. And what you're going to do, you're going to rock the pelvis again, but allow the knees to go. So you come to one side, to the center, and then to the other side, and carry on. Don't push your knees towards the floor, just only go as far as it is comfortable, and as you go along you'll not notice that the knees come closer and closer to the floor, but the aim is not to bring the knees to the floor, is to allow the movement to happen organically without forcing, without pushing anything. And again, notice the difference between rolling to one side and to the other, and it is very likely that you find that you feel the difference, and if you don't, go slower, and it's very likely that you feel the difference, because we all have imbalances and misalignments in the body, so no one is perfect. One side will feel easier, or maybe you can bring your legs closer to the floor than the other. Again, don't push. Remember that old-fashioned lift that goes up and up and up and up and up and then down and down and down. So you want the same quality of the movement as you come up to when you go down, okay? So the same effort, the same quality going up and down. The same pace going up and coming down. Slow and gently. The head is fixed in the middle. This is a three parts lesson, and every time you do this lesson as a whole in one go, you'll be amazed with what you find out at the very end. And if nothing
changes for you at the very end of doing this lesson, even the very first time you do it, please let me know, because I'll be very surprised that doing this excuse me, doing this lesson doesn't affect you in any way. Okay, so please do let me know. Either way. So that we all create a nice and supportive community here. So it's nice to hear your comments, your experiences, what this did for you or not do for you. So that we come together as a community and support each other, benefit from each other's comments. Okay, and then what you're going to do is you bring the legs to the middle, then you're going to do this movement quicker, faster, okay? As fast as it is comfortable for you. If you have any issues in the pelvis and if it hurts or if it hurts anywhere else, please don't do it. Breathe in and out. And slide down like I am sliding down. Times here. If it doesn't suit you going this fast for some reason, please don't do it. Carry on with the slow movement. There's no point to do something that doesn't feel right to you. So you need to be compassionate and wise, okay, with yourself. Okay, and then let go. Let go the arms. Oh, I've slid it all the way down. Extend your legs. And have a rest here. Notice how things feel as you lie on the floor, the vibrations. Ah. You can now bring your feet on the floor once again. And now we're going to move the pelvis in a different way. Okay, you keep the head as quiet as possible, same way. And then what you're going to do, you're going to press one foot on the floor and lift that side of the pelvis, but the knees this time are not going to swing, okay? So the knees stay right that right in the middle, but what you're going to feel is that the side of the pelvis you lift, you're going to feel the knee moving away, extending away from the pelvis, okay? So that's what you need to do. And the other side stays grounded, so you can't lift very much because the other side of the pelvis is on the floor, okay? And then bring it down and then press the other foot on the floor, lift that side of the pelvis and the knee moves away from the pelvis ever so slightly. Everything in the torso is grounded, okay? So the head is right in the middle without moving much or nothing at all, and the shoulder blades are also grounded, okay? So the movement, the effort is only in the pelvis, okay? So it feels like you're walking with the pelvis. So as you lift to one side, the knee extends away, bring it down, and you press the other foot, that side of the pelvis lifts away from the floor an inch or so, the knee moves away, and then bring it down, and so on. And it feels like you're walking with the pelvis. Excuse me. And carry on this way. Your feet there to help you, so you need to press the foot. The first movement is to press the foot on the floor, and then that side of the pelvis lifts and the knee moves away. Everything else in the torso stays still. Shoulder blades are grounded, not lifting at all. So So the movement is only in the pelvis, okay? So it's not an easy movement to do. It's not a big movement either. You need to concentrate, be present in yourself. Notice if you feel it's very likely that there is a difference between one side and the other. Just notice those differences. One side will be easier to do than the other. Notice what side that is. Small, gentle movement. No rush. And remember that the same quality of the movement going up and coming down. So don't rush coming down onto the floor with the pelvis. The same quality of the movement going up and coming down. And remember that old fashioned lift going up and up and up and up and then down and down and down and down. Okay? So there is no rush. Old-fashioned lifts never rush anywhere, and that's the same thing here. Up and up and up and up and then down and down and down and down. Notice the quality of the movement. Is it smooth or is it jerky? If it is jerky, you need to find ways to make it smooth, graceful, okay? So you probably need to go a little bit slower, with more focus and attention, and do it more often this movement until you find that you can make these movements with grace. So the more you do these lessons, the more grace you're going to encounter, the more graceful your movements are going to be. And I'm not only talking about the movements you do in the mat during your lessons, but every other movement you do in your daily life. As you go about life, you become more graceful, more aware of yourself, happier, more grounded. This is all of these things. This is what the Feldenkrais method will start building up on you. Graceful movements. Remember that your head is fixed in the middle, that your shoulder blades are grounded. Same quality of the movement going up and coming down. Up, 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 down, down, down. Okay, and then you can let go. Have a rest here. We're going to come back there. We're going to do the same movement but a little bit quicker. But remember not to swing the knees from right to left or left to right. The knees move away ever so slightly from the pelvis, but they don't swing. Okay, and see how fast you can go with this movement. And my stomach is talking now because of this movement, so all the internal organs are receiving a nice massage, that waking, realigning. Okay. Feels like a workout, right? You'll feel your muscles. So the pelvis can't lift very high, so don't expect a big movement. And again, is it smooth or is it jerky? Okay, and then let go. Bring the legs long And just sense yourself here. Notice how things feel as you lie on the floor comparing to the very beginning of this lesson. Notice the shoulder blades, the pelvis in contact with the floor, your legs, your head in relationship to your spine. And you can stay here for as long as you want. This is the end of part one. And we're going to stand up.
Back onto your feet, and let's go through those explorations that you did at the very beginning. So notice the weight, separate your feet, hip distance apart, more or less. Make sure that you are on a hard surface. The carpet is okay. And bring your awareness to your feet and just notice what feels different there comparing to the very beginning of the lesson. So notice the weight of your body on your feet. Is it in the same place? Has that shift somewhere else? Does it feel more balanced? Have a sense for your uprightness. How does it feel, the head sitting on top of your spine? Do you feel maybe taller, longer? Is the weight on your feet a little bit more or better distributed? Okay, so let me know below what you thought about this lesson and what it did for you. And I'll come back next week with part two. Thank you so much for doing this lesson with me. And if this was beneficial to you, please share it around with the world so that we together we spread the healing. Thank you so much, and I'll see you around. Please give me the thumbs up. See you at the next video. Bye bye now.